This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Just to kind of clue you in, I'm not leaving radio. I just did a little baby audition, okay? Just a little baby audition, right? We like to audition and do TV stuff when we're in radio. I'm not going anywhere. I love you guys. I mean, radio is my life. I could wear pajamas. I don't even have to wear a bra, and I could do my show. I don't even have to have makeup on. I love radio. I love GCN. I love Daniel. So just because, you know, I may be in a movie opposite Viggo Mortensen does not mean I would ever leave radio. No, I'm joking. I didn't really audition. It was a small part, and so far so good. I can't really, not really supposed to talk about it. But I got to tell you guys something. You know, when you go for an audition, it's one of the most exciting interviews of your life. I really suggest that you guys, even if you, let's say, don't want the part, and I do want this part, but even if you don't want the part and you need practice interviewing to get a job, you might want to go on some of these auditions. It is one hell of a boot camp to get you ready for any sort of interaction, thinking on the spot, being able to sell yourself. It's phenomenal. And mind you, one of the stories we have to talk about today is how robots, they say, are going to kill 36 million jobs by the year 2030. I guess people are trying to tell us that we're going to have to step it up. We've got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. Another salmonella outbreak. We have a company selling used tissues. A woman turned away for pap smear and because she's too young, ends up getting cervical cancer. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to just really talk to you guys about this and selling yourself and learning how to sell yourself. So when you go in for an audition or a casting call or, you know, an interview or whatever, okay, you're basically, in a way, being interviewed before you even walk in the room, okay? So I went in, great people, everybody was awesome, but I was afraid I was going to be late, okay? And so I didn't take a big deep breath before I walked into the room. You know, I was trying to find parking, it was in L.A., and, you know, I was worried that I didn't put enough in the meter, or I was worried I parked in an area where I would get a ticket, and so I was kind of going back and forth, do I move the car, do I not move the car, so I bust into the room going, I'm here. Okay, well, you know, that doesn't really leave a good impression. Then I'm out of breath, right? And I'm sweating. Okay, I mean, it's like winter. Why am I sweating? Well, because I was running around trying to make it there on time. Okay, so get to your interview early. I'd rather you be 30 minutes early. Now, people tell me, Dr. Dahlia, no. You don't want to look too eager. If you show up too early, it looks like you had nothing to do. You do have a point. I want to say that's wrong, but you do have a point. If I see somebody standing out there for a half hour or an hour, I do wonder if they had anything better to do. But I'm not going to not take them for the job because, I'm like, okay, they're ready. I would rather than you stand outside smoking or, you know, looking like, you know, you have nothing better to do or you're panhandling or whatever, I would sit there and look like you are reviewing your documents, you know, like your resume and things like that. All right. If you're sitting there waiting for an interview or an audition or whatever, sit there and look like you are preparing. That's one of the sexiest things to do. I'm not talking about sexy like sexy, but, you know, for me as a future employer, seeing that you are vested, you are in it, you know, playing Candy Crush, it's like, you know what, you're bored. You could be any other place. Now, I play Candy Crush because I was waiting, you know, a while. But, you know, look like you're preparing. You know, do some research, etc. You know, but look like you're in the zone. Okay? Then, don't get impatient. You will wait. Okay? The employer may sometimes, on purpose, make you wait. Okay? They may want to see if you start getting snarky. Now, me, I just started talking to the other people in the room. You know, oh, what other auditions have you had? You know, what are the parts have you been in? And, oh, that's cool. You know, I do this and United Radio. And, yeah, you know, my producer's Daniel. He's really cool. Yeah, you got to get yourself a good producer because that's the only reason, you know, you make a big in this business. Oh, yeah, man, you know, I wish I had a producer. Yes, we're talking all about that. And, you know, and so I'm just talking up a storm. Now, you got to be careful because you don't want to look like you're trying to get anybody's attention. You don't want to get the employer or casting director's attention because, you know, you may be too relaxed. And said, oh, man, I am getting drunk after this. No. You don't want that to hear about, you know. So, but you also don't want to look like you're bragging and talking through your whole resume while you're in the room. But you want to look like that you get along with others. If you get along with other applicants and you don't look like, you know, you're want to run them over for, you know, gunning for your job, that really looks good to a future employer, et cetera. Okay, so then you get in, they ask you some questions, and you may be tired. It might be a long day. You might have waited for an hour or two. You got to still be peppy. You still got to be excited. They don't realize that you waited hours, okay? Or if they did, they want to see, well, how are you going to work at the end of the day? You know, are you going to be done after 11 a.m., or are you still going to give it your all at 4:45 in an afternoon? So whether, again, it's an audition or it's a job interview, you want to look like you are ready to go and you have that energy. And then you don't want to be overly energy and overly bubbly, but you want to show that, you know, you are on it. You also want to show that you're versatile. You don't want to be like, well, I can't do this, I can't do this. Show you're versatile. Employers, directors, they want easy. They want to know that you they could work with you. You know, and then do what they say. Okay, I don't think I did exactly what they said. You know, they wanted me to do something in one way, and I went natural. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, maybe that worked, you know, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't, you know, I got a call back, so that was good. But, you know, if they ask you to do a task, don't try to do the opposite. You know, do the task, but you can put your little spin, you can put your little flair on it. But, you know, they're telling us, we're going to be talking about the story in a second, where people are going to have to step it up. We have some heavy competition. Don't let the economy and, you know, things changing with immigration fool you. Like, you know, oh, there's going to be plenty of jobs. It's short term. You guys have some stiff competition. So don't worry. We'll get you guys ready for it. Okay? I'm on your side. The doctor's in the house. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Belly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making today's headlines is robots are going to kill 36 million American jobs by the year 2030. And that's an understatement. Okay, 36 million, I think, is a real, real underestimation of this. And they say the rise of artificial intelligence and automation is sounding alarm bells for many technologists and U.S. workers, fearful that these technology advancements would steal jobs. Of course, we did this to ourselves, people. We wanted robots. We wanted automation. We wanted machines. We wanted computers. This is what we wanted. You know, we were talking about telemedicine. And one of my listeners, by the way, one of my listeners, Brian, writes this on the telemedicine, right? Because we're talking about how with, you know, medicine, you know, people don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to wait. They don't want to be in a room full of sick people. You know, they are driving this market to see a doctor on a computer. And that doctor could be anywhere in the world. You could just have centralized doctors just sitting there seeing patients. I'm actually now a telemedicine doctor. I love it. I love giving care. I could be at my home in an office, very comfortable, not getting sick. You know? Brian writes, what I don't like about the telemedicine thing is that it promotes the idea that the internet is private. I was on with a doctor discussing my heartburn, and when I went on Facebook later, I got ads for Pepcid. Okay, not really, but is it really that far out there? Also, I am sure that there is a recording of all calls stored somewhere. All right, so what I understand about telemedicine, and we're going to bring this back to AI and employment and the other major headline, is when you do have telemedicine calls, no, technically these companies, because of your privacy, are not video recording. But I believe Brian and other people in that the internet provider or the, you know, Google or whatever is holding records, holding access, and not so much nefariously, but like, you know, we talked about Alexa and Google Home, and they said that, yeah, they listen and they're always listening because they have to wait for you to say, you know, hey, Google. Or Alexa, help me with this. So they're always listening. Well, if they're always listening, that must mean, and again, this ties into AI, of there being a process where they capture what just happened. And they need to learn. So these Google assistants and these Alexas, what they're doing is they're learning you. Okay, I speak very fast. And so if I had an Alexa, they're not going to want to every time I say, get the x-ray, I got the x-ray. Did you get the x-ray, x-ray? They're going to be like, what? What? Did you say Alexa? So they need to learn me. They need to study me. And then they need to realize, ah, she's saying an x-ray and not Alexa. Despite any accent, despite any lisp, despite diphthongs, whatever the heck. So these assistants have to learn, and yeah, we're being told they do record. Yeah, whether they dump it seconds later or whatever, but there is that possibility. So with telemedicine, you know, if I'm talking to you about something, technically no, it shouldn't be recorded, but I see how if there's this whole cyber sphere, is there a record of it? And so it does make people wonder. You know, I told you already people aren't being very truthful when they go to the doctor's office one-on-one with the doctor because of things being inputted in the computer. So patients aren't really talking about, you know, STDs, cheating on anybody, drug use, having a gun in the house. People aren't really being forthcoming because they don't want it to get on a computer. And they're now being a record of it for life. Once it goes on a computer, there could be record of it for life. So you have a lot of people give, you know, very stark little information as possible, so it doesn't get put into the system. So, you know, whether you're afraid of, well, do I really have the privacy? You do have the privacy on telemedicine, just like you have the privacy in a medical's office. But in terms of documentation, no, things get documented. And I get why some people are, you know, concerned about that. So, Brian, thank you. Guys, keep your questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now, artificial intelligence taking over everything. And we're going to talk about the jobs that they are. But there's a report coming from the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. And the report uses government and private data to develop both backward and forward-looking analyses of the impacts on automation over the years from 1980 to 2016, and then they look at from the years 2016 up to 2030, and they look at it across 800 occupations. And they say automation and AI will basically be ubiquitous throughout any industry later. We're all using it. We're using it in medicine. You're using it in construction. You're using it in piloting. It's everywhere. But they say right now, 25% of U.S. jobs are highly at risk to automation. They say 70% of their current tasks are at risk of being replaced by a robot. They say that figure represents 36 million jobs, positions in food preparation, office administration, support, transportation. They say another 36% of workers, 52 million, are experiencing medium exposure to automation. 57 million workers will experience low exposure to automation. So it is going to affect almost the whole country. They say the most secure jobs range from creative professional to technical roles with high educational requirements to low-paying personal care, domestic service work, etc. They say all of these jobs are characterized by non-routine activities or the need for social and emotional intelligence. You know, so I was talking to my stylist. I love him to death, Jerry, at the Jerry Lambert Experience. And, you know, I was telling him how, you know, thank God, you know, he's in his profession because it's his hands. You know, you can't have a robot do what he does. You know, it's not going to be replicated. Maybe robots will be able to do blowouts. Maybe robots will be able to apply color to hair and, you know, things like that. But you know, in terms of a stylist and using their creativity and figuring out what works well for you and then changing it as you need. So, you know, people like stylists, makeup artists, no, still humans. Doctors, no. No, people are dying to have a computer take over. You know, this is my blood pressure, or these are my symptoms. Give me my antibiotic and let me go. That's what people want. They say in the near future, automation is going to impact low-paying roles first. The average automation potential for occupations requiring a bachelor's degree is only 24%, but jobs that don't require a degree, 55%. So, you're looking at jobs where you do routine work. AI can easily handle that. Jobs where it's not necessarily routine. See, medicine, though. But that's the thing. Medicine should not be routine. But they're trying to make it routine. And we're going to talk about how somebody ends up getting cervical cancer as a result of the routine. Can't do that. But as they try to monotonize and you know, try to, you know, make an art more predictable, they're going to put a machine in there. So they recommend that you start embracing growth in technology, you know, starting to, you know, bone up on your skills, promote a constant learning mindset, invest in reskilling many of your workers, expand accelerated learning certifications, make skill development more financially accessible. They say align and expand traditional education, foster unique human qualities. They say reduce hardship for workers who are struggling, mitigate harsh local impacts. They talk about all these other things, but what should you do? What should you do? You need to make yourself very versatile, and you need to prove to any employer why your job should not be replaced by automation. How do you compete against a robot? You could say, well, I'm going to work extra hours. The robot can work 24/7. Well, I'm not going to call in sick. Robots never call in sick. Well, I'm not going to, you know, fall and have a workers' comp injury, and I'm not going to, you know, robots won't either. So then you're going to have to say, well, look, you know, your customers are going to be happier with me. Right? Your customers are going to remember us. They're not going to remember a robot. Okay? You know, you need to feel. And so if your clients feel happy or they remember your brand, not because of a robot or service, but because of a smile, because of personal attention, You're gonna have to market that. 1-877 Doc Valley.
A a doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No compromise is coming, it seems, when it comes to trying to end the government shutdown. Republicans accusing Democrats of ignoring the needs of federal workers during the shutdown, as Democrats accuse Republicans of virtually the same thing. Newly elected Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas says he's got two measures that could help end the shutdown right now.
This is two other bills that would actually pay them right now.
But Crenshaw says,
the first time we voted on this, we got six Democrats to vote with us. The second time we voted on it, we only got 10 Democrats.
The Senate's to vote on two bills today aiming to reopen the government, but both are expected to die in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's glad the State of the Union controversy is off the table. President Trump acknowledging late last night the speaker has a right to postpone that address until after the shutdown ends. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly and Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told, this is by Yahoo Lifestyle, that a woman was told she was too young to get a pap smear. Well, she ends up being diagnosed with cervical cancer. And this is something that I have been very fearful of since the ACA and all the kind of pushes to do less medicine, because I get it. We got to decrease costs. But when you tell 14, 15-year-olds, right, to now, I don't care if you're sexually active. You wait until you're 21 to get a pap smear. A lot can happen between the ages of 14 and 21. Now, in this particular case, it's a little different. Heather Ryan is from Ireland, and she took to social media to write about her experience because she was diagnosed with cervical cancer at the age of 24. Now, it's a little different in Ireland than it is here, but she's eligible for free pap smears at the age of 25 in Ireland. So even though we do 21, in Ireland it's 25. It's free. Pap smears are free, but you gotta wait for it. So she says, because I was 24, I was not entitled to a free smear, and the early cell changes in my cervix were not picked up. She said she started bleeding between her periods and bleeding after sex. I went to see my GP, she said, and was told to come back when I was 25 for a pap smear. I thought that's fine. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I had cancer. Within 3 months, the bleeding had become worse, and she starts becoming anemic, losing blood. So she returned to her GP and then was referred to a gynecologist. Biopsies were taken, and then she was referred to a gynecology oncology specialist or a gynecological cancer specialist. And then she was brought into the room. You know, the room where people get bad news. There's a box of tissues on the table. Heather knew what was coming and was sure enough she was told she had cervical cancer. She said, I needed an MRI to see if the cancer had spread from my cervix. Usually we do a CT, but, you know, sometimes we'll do an MRI. The results would decide what treatment I needed. Now, fortunately, the cancer was confined to the cervix. Surgery was able to remove it. 4 weeks after being told I had cancer, it was gone. She said, I was so lucky to have it cut in time. Now, in Ireland, Cervical Check provides free pap smears for women who are 25 years old to 60. In Australia, this cervical screening test that they now do has replaced the older pap smear. It feels the same as a pap test, but tests for the human papillomavirus. That's according to the National Cancer Cervical Screen Program. So HPV is the virus that is most indicated in cervical cancer. And so when we screen for that as well, we then know if you're at high risk. Now, they say for most women aged 25 to 74, your first cervical cancer test is due 2 years after your last PAPS test. After that, you will only need to have the test every 5 years if your result is normal. So in America, we wait till you're 21, not necessarily doing the HPV test. When you're 30, that's when we start to recommend more having the HPV test done. Now, why? Why all this delay? Well, one thing they're finding with younger women is even if you're younger, and you get exposed to the HPV virus, you usually are able to kind of fight it. Now, this is something we haven't talked about on the show, and we don't really talk about a lot, but we need to. HPV is responsible for rectal cancer, penile cancer, cervical cancer, throat cancer. Now, let's look at throat cancer. Okay? So guys are picking up HPV, and they're getting throat cancer. But we're not seeing 15-year-olds or 25-year-olds get throat cancer. We're seeing throat cancer when you're older. So, same thing with HPV. They're like, well, you know, if you're 15, 16 years old, HPV usually goes away. But when you're older, like if you're over 30, you're more prone to cancer. So, you start to kind of wonder, is HPV more of an opportunistic type of virus where it will affect you the older you are? Now, mind you, we still have a lot of young women that unfortunately get cervical cancer. What, I think 11,000 women die a year of a cervical cancer? I need to double check the statistic. So cervical cancer still does kill. Cervical cancer can be very brutal. It can hide. You know, you have some bleeding after sex. Well, a lot of women have some bleeding after sex. Maybe if it's right before their period, or if they have more of an endocervix, where more of the juicier vessel type part of the cervix is out, as opposed to the ectocervix, which is the drier part. So if sex does enable, cause some hitting of the area, you'll bleed a little bit. So some women bleed after sex. I tell women, any blood after sex, any blood we got to make sure it's not cervical cancer until proven otherwise. We have to screen that. We have to rule that out. So to me, no bleeding after sex is normal. Just like no bleeding with pooping is normal. You have any blood with your poop, that needs to be evaluated. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, but it's only hemorrhoids. I don't care if it's only hemorrhoids. Why do you have the hemorrhoid? Why are you pushing and making a hemorrhoid? Is it because you have a mass up there? I need to know that there's no tumors, and then I could say, all right, it's just the hemorrhoid. Same thing with cervical cancer. I need to make sure that there's no cervical cancer before I say, okay, well, that bleeding is you know, just, well, because the sex was rough or whatever. But, so here's my issue. We look at Ireland, England, Canada. We look at a lot of these countries with socialized medicine. And in America, we have a huge, huge push for socialized medicine. I particularly don't want it. I don't want socialized medicine, but there's a huge push for that. So we may get it. All right? Depending on the next few administrations, we may go all socialized. That may happen. But what are you getting for that? You'll get free medical care. Is it really free? Are your taxes going to go up? How much are you going to pay? And then, is it really medical care? If a woman has to wait now till she's 25, and she's been sexually active since she was 14, there's a lot that happens in that 9 years. Now, what I've mentioned to you guys is, you know, even if we do go to a Medicare for all or Medicaid for all or public option or free medical care, whatever, you better put some money aside where you could go to an outside doctor and get some care, outside meaning outside the socialistic health system, so you could pay and get something done. So, you know, usually with these screens, they're free if you're healthy. But if you have any medical problems, we're going to screen for you sooner. So if I have a young girl who's bleeding, having pelvic pain, I'm going to do her pap smear early. She may have to pay for it. It may not be covered. It may not be the freebie thing she gets on Obamacare, you know, because she has something wrong and because I'm not doing it and I'm doing it earlier than when she needs it. But if you have symptoms, your doctor will evaluate you. You have to ask and you may have to pay. So be prepared that as we go towards this socialized system that, you know, there's going to be that push where, okay, well, you get this, and that's all you get, like mammograms, okay? You know, many of us will get free mammograms, but those are screening mammograms. What if we need the diagnostic? What if we need the thicker, more deeper? What if we need an ultrasound? What if we need an MRI or thermography or something like that? You know, what if we need something deeper? You're going to have to pay for that yourself. So be prepared and have some money put aside. But before you guys all vote and, you know, petition and protest and, you know, move to get us all on a socialized plan, you might want to stop and look at what's going on with these other countries and go, is this going to actually cost me more money? It will. Your taxes are going to go up, and then if you want anything besides the crappy plan, you're going to have to pay out of pocket. So, now, some people say, well, it's still better than what we have now, then you vote for it. But if you're like, oh, wait a second, I didn't think about that, you might not want to vote for it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
DOC, DALI. So a company is selling $80 used tissues. So you could choose when to get sick. A company is selling used tissues. That's illegal. Can't be doing that. You're not supposed to sell communicable diseases and even non-communicable diseases. The company I guess, is selling them in an effort to allow consumers to decide when they get sick. And apparently they are sold out. Why didn't I think of that? Well, because it's illegal. Honestly, they're sold out. The tissues are created by the company Viiv. And they sold online for $79.99. They're supposed to help people prepare for the flu season and feeling clear all year round. I guess I could, here's phlegm, and then I guess they market it, and I guess I could give my phlegm, although I'm over my cold now. It's a Los Angeles-based company. This will be reported by Fox News. They say, we'll believe that when flu season comes around, you should be able to get sick on your own terms. That's according to the Los Angeles-based company. And they say, we believe using a tissue that carries a human sneeze is safer than needles or pills. We'll talk about this. Because some of you are like, they got a point. No, they don't have a point. But I get the logic. It just, let me school you in a second here. They say the company states that the tissue is specially treated with organic ingredients, is non-prescription, and works hand-in-hand with the human body to keep our immune system feeling like your immune system. Oliver Neeson, the company's 34-year-old founder, told Time that the idea behind the product is to choose when you get sick rather than deal with it when it naturally comes. They say that kind of freedom, I guess, allows you to customize when you get sick. Don't mess with nature, people. They say most customers who purchase used tissues are young people in their 20s. They're skeptical of vaccines and seeking, quote, alternatives. Now, to get the common cold, we don't really have vaccines for that. And the CDC says the best way to protect yourself from the cold is to wash your hands, avoid others who are sick, avoid touching facial orifices like mouths and nose where germs can enter the body. So the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's kind of what they do, saying, don't be doing that. Don't be going there. So why the market? Okay. Here's the thing. This was probably, shall we say, something that since our caveman brethren days, they discovered that if mommy, right, could withstand her kids getting sick, and mommy could take care of the kids, and seem to be fine, then mommy is probably developing an immunity or a strength. Some sort of an inner strength. Now remember, these are caveman days. So they discuss it as, I said, that's how they discuss it. And I'm no caveman translator, but my guess is, right, dad was on the rock couch, right? The kids were on the couch. And mom is like, right? Like, everybody get up, get working. I'm doing all this by myself. But mommy wasn't getting sick. Now, why wasn't mommy getting sick? Well, because she probably built up some sort of a resistance. Now, we mommies will tell you, we get sick. We do get sick. We just don't lie down in bed. We just keep going. Which may actually be a health benefit for us. Whereas us lying down and going, woe is me, us just fighting and working through it, there may be an argument that we end up, fighting the infection more. It's a thought. Maybe we just have to keep plugging through. But people figured out that if moms were exposed to stuff, they're stronger. And then kids would get the chickenpox. And then they would get the chickenpox later. And would notice that some people would get this immunity. So same thing with swine flu in 2009. Bunch of people got sick, but not a lot of older folk, more of the younger folk. Well, why? Well, because in the 1950s, there was this really bad flu, and they say the H1N1, a form similar to what we had in 2009, infected a lot of older people, and whoever didn't die from the flu was immune to it. So we had a lot of people not get swine flu in 2009. So this idea of natural immunity is nothing new. So you have companies going, get the chicken pox for real. Here, buy our, you know, chicken pox laden lollipop, which again is illegal. Same thing with Kleenexes. Okay? If you don't want to get sick, get yourself exposed. You know, do it on your own terms. You know, where you can control your weather, you can control your rest. You got a weekend coming up. Okay? Get yourself exposed. You know, believe it or not, even though this is a bad product and it's illegal, you're not supposed to sell this kind of stuff, it's bad, bad, bad. That's kind of the new theme of medicine now. Let's try to, you know, expose yourself in a very controlled setting. That's the whole idea of vaccines. Except vaccines are, a lot of times, are either killed or live attenuated versions. So we're making you immune by giving dummy versions of the illness. But many people are like, I need the real one. I want to get the real thing. And so we have this demand for it. And, you know, they talk about the millennials, and millennials aren't as big on vaccines. These millennials, they're smart. They're looking at everything that we do. And they get it. They know vaccines save lives. Okay? But they're thinkers. See, everybody thinks that everybody rips on millennials. They go, oh, you know, they're lazy. They're this. No, they're not. Millennials are very shrewd. They're very calculated. They weigh their options and they're educated. And some of these millennials are probably thinking, you know, maybe there's too many vaccines. Now, as a board certified family doctor, there's really no such thing as too many vaccines. I mean, I want a vaccine out there for Ebola, for malaria. I'd love TB vaccines to be used in the United States. If there's a communicable disease, let's just knock this puppy out. Let's protect ourselves. But then again, as a doctor, you can't protect yourself against every single disease. And are the healthier people that live longer doing so because they have some natural immunity? So how do you get that natural immunity? Now, okay, somebody's selling you a used Kleenex. Okay, first of all, whether it's a coronavirus or a rhinovirus or some sort of venereal virus, you don't know what you're getting. Not to mention, you could be getting some of their staph bacteria. So the problem is are you getting a vaccine-specific, sterilized, as precise a injection when you're using a used Kleenex? No. You're getting somebody else's snot and crap. Now, you know, naturalists are like, well, that's kind of what you need. You need to be exposed to the raw stuff. I get that. But what if you're immunocompromised? What if it's the wrong place at the wrong time? You know, I mean, we talked about a kid dying of pigeon poop. You know, we have people die of the flu. They're dying of the flu, and these are healthy people. So you need to, what if somebody's Kleenex was done and turned in after they were exposed to Ebola? You could get Ebola from sinus stuff. So my vote is hell to the no. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.